About 1 or 2 minutes. I'll speak to you again in another 5 or 8 minutes when the platform party will assemble itself. And so enjoy the photography as they will be coming in right now. Bonjour encore, mesdames et messieurs. Welcome to this morning's convocation for science, mainly the biomedical undergraduate degrees. Please give a warm hand for Brian Sand and his quintet who have been playing, as well as the two pipers. In about 4 minutes, the platform party will emerge from the street, come down the same path as did the students, and then the ceremony will essentially begin after they are seated up here on the stage. There will be the singing of the alma mater with Winston Purdy leading that song, and at the stage of completion, the Chancellor, Richard Pound, will ask you to sit down, and I will have already asked you to stand up. There are not many rules and regulations, one of which, though, is to, if you would, please, not even a loud one, try it again. Yeah, put those away if you would, please. Although it's not entirely silent in here, we know that, but it would be helpful for the immediate neighbors, I would say. We should be out by well before noon. You can enter, go on the campus, and the Graduate Society has another tent on the other side, just straight across, where you can get some refreshments, there are tables to sit at, and the like. The Chair of the Board of Governors and the Chancellor and the Principal will be the last to come down the aisle, and they will then take their places, and as I mentioned, the Chancellor will commence the ceremony. There was one other comment that I wanted to make this morning, which was to perhaps explain briefly what these costumes are that we are wearing. It turns out that for most of the robes, they're specific for a particular university. The one that I have on is for Acadia. There are three stripes, which indicates the doctorate degree. The colors of the specific hoods that are being worn, and today they should all be yellow, or almost all of them, because yellow signifies science. I'm going to just turn around so you can see one other color here, which is the pale blue color of North Carolina, where I went to graduate school. And if you watched television this last April, you saw that they won the basketball championship, which was outstanding as far as I was concerned, all those three basketball fans in the audience. The you can hear the piper, I think, starting with the ceremonial walk down the main pathway. There was one other comment I was going to make. The mortarboards that you have and all of these costumes, as it were, or I guess you could call them costumes, generate really from the 11th and 12th century in Europe, and they are patterned after European universities one way or another. The McGill one is patterned after Cambridge to some extent. The hats, however, are different. The mortarboards that you're all wearing are, as you see them and you get to keep them, that's a at least a part of the fee that you didn't pay or haven't had to pay. But the one that I'm wearing is a little different. It has two purposes for, as far as I'm concerned. One is that it engenders comment from people to say things like, killer hat, man, and the like. It also is suitable, if you like, for frisbee throwing, which I won't do because it might take off somebody's, hit somebody. And as you can hear, Jeff McCarthy leads the university down the main thoroughfare, and in about a half a minute, they're going to enter to the side to your right. And I would ask you at that point in just a short time for you to stand in honor of the platform party composed of some faculty, award winners, and the honorary degree recipient today. And there will be a speech, and I would, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, please rise for the platform party.
morning, everyone. I extend the greetings and best wishes of McGill University, its Board of Governors, faculty and staff, to the graduating students, their families, and their friends who are participating in this convocation. Welcome to our splendid downtown campus in the middle of our university, in the heart of the great city of Montreal. We meet today in the very center of what has been an intellectual capital of Montreal, of Quebec, and of Canada for almost two centuries. You are sitting on the grounds where some of the greatest minds in the world have advanced the frontiers of science, the humanities, the arts, and the learned professions, where extraordinary teachers have inspired the generations who followed them, and where the leaders of their own generations gained the insights and confidence that guided them as they set forth on their personal voyages of discovery. For the graduating students, I hope you've come to understand what a remarkable opportunity you've had to study at McGill, in the care of an institution committed to providing you with the finest education, measured not just on a local or even national scale, but on the scale of the entire world in which you now find yourselves. You are not the same as when you arrived. You're older, you know more, you understand more, you've learned how to think, to question, to analyze, to organize your thoughts, to communicate. And perhaps above all, you realize that your education will never cease, that it will be a constant process for the rest of your lives. Today, what we celebrate, and it deserves celebration, is merely the passing from one stage to yet another in what should be a lifelong quest for the advancement of your own learning. Remember the day, but keep your eyes on the future. You are works in progress. Par la présence ici aujourd'hui, les gouverneurs et les professeurs de l'Université McGill reconnaissent votre travail et attestent que vous êtes désormais mieux préparé selon des critères objectivement mesurables à aborder les prochaines étapes de votre vie. They are here to bear witness to the fact that over the past few years, they have taken your very promising minds and have tried, by sharing their knowledge and experience, to stretch those minds beyond what you might have been able to do unassisted. They hope that you are now at least partially equipped for what you will soon encounter. This is a graduation day for them, as well as for you. They join with your parents, families, and friends to celebrate this ceremonial occasion. That is why today there's an academic procession, why you are gowned, why you will be capped if this is your first degree, why, in fact, you will be awarded a degree, and why there are witnesses who share with you in the confirmation of what you've accomplished. As a parent who has sat on many such occasions where your own parents and family are sitting today, I can assure you that they've never been as proud of you as they are right now. Nous vivons bien sûr au Canada, dont la diversité culturelle est d'ailleurs fort bien représentée ici. Cette fierté s'exprimera donc de différentes façons, tantôt ouvertement et avec émotion, tantôt plus discrètement par un simple signe de la tête ou un baiser. Mais croyez-moi, en notre fort intérieur au moins, il n'y a personne parmi nous qui n'ait les larmes aux yeux. You leave McGill with the advantage of one of the finest educations available on the face of this planet. You enjoy a huge advantage. It is an advantage that deserves to be applied for the good of the world community of which you are part, not just for personal advancement or benefit. You leave here with an obligation to do your best in all circumstances, to apply your talents and skills with a sense of adventure, and there will be plenty of adventure, but also with the responsibility that comes with the privilege of leadership. Remember the words of Dr. Norman Bethune. Every leader starts out by first leading himself. You can make a difference. Make it a good difference. On this occasion, in addition to the degrees that will be conferred upon you, we will confer an honorary doctorate on a very special individual, John Blatchford, who will be introduced to you more formally in a few moments. We will also participate in the promotion of Professor Ronald Chase to the highest academic rank of the university, Professor Emeritus, in recognition of a splendid academic career. It's now my pleasure to invite our Principal and Vice Chancellor, Dr. Heather Monroe Bloom, to address some remarks to you as part of this convocation.
Chancellor Pound, Chairman Rabinowitz, Dean Martin Grant, Provost, Distinguished Honoree Dr. John Blatchford, Emeritus Professor-to-be Ronald Chase, distinguished colleagues, friends, graduands, bonjour et bienvenue tout le monde. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you here on the front lawn of our beautiful downtown campus. I know that some of you here today as guests yourselves graduated on these very lawns. As we begin this very special convocation season, I would like to speak for a moment about our Chancellor. Maître Pound came to McGill as a student athlete in the late 1950s, and really he has never left. Chancellor Pound's service to our university over the years has been devoted and distinguished, ranging from teaching to serving as president of the Graduate Society and chair of the Alma Mater Fund, to volunteering with McGill athletes. He has been a governor of McGill for almost a quarter of a century, serving as chair of our Board of Governors from 1994 to 1999, and now as chancellor for 10 years. All of this he has accomplished while serving the International Olympic Movement and pursuing a distinguished legal career. Chancellor Pound will step down from 15 years of stunning senior volunteer leadership at the end of this month, and I want to take this opportunity on behalf of the entire McGill community to express our most sincere thanks to you, Chancellor Pound, for your unparalleled service to your alma mater. Graduating class, today is a proud and very special day for you and a very happy day for McGill, an occasion to celebrate you, the class of 2009, and your families and friends, and a chance to share in your happiness. For all of you who are graduating here today, you've worked very hard, without question. But as tough as it can be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is even tougher to be the family member of a McGill student sometimes, or the closest friend. And so as we celebrate today, I ask the graduating class to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your family members and closest friends who have supported you through your time here at McGill. Many of you will be thinking today about where your life will take you next and about the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où des membres d'une même famille, des amis et des collègues peuvent aussi bien vivre dans des pays lointains que dans la même vie, où il est fort probable que votre réussite émane de partenariats avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement des vôtres. The world you go out into as new graduates has been marked by an extraordinary year at the global level, one that has animated our commitment to grappling with the challenges we now all face. We are called upon to realize quickly a more sustainable relationship with our physical environment, and to do so while simultaneously dealing with vast uncertainty in the economy and in other domains of civil society. And while redesigning the way we interact with financial and social systems to lessen the gaps between those who have and those who do not, these are challenges indeed. And I'm confident that you will face these challenges successfully. At McGill, you will have learned to collaborate, not isolate, to innovate and contribute individually as well as through the collective, and to reflect on who you are and where you can best make a difference. As we face the challenges of our world, we are dependent on knowledge, on intelligent and continuously assessed values and practices, and most significantly on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals, and citizens. This means you. As developing leaders, class of 2009, you are building strong technological and scientific literacy, multilingual fluency, and an understanding of the cultures of the world. You are cultivating your open mind, and perhaps most importantly, your appetite for dealing well with complexity. Graduating class, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness as well as the complex challenges that characterize the world into which you are stepping today as McGill alums. At McGill, you will have made lasting friendships, sought knowledge, and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You've experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, and particularly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms. And along with our wonderful freedoms and our great good fortune come special responsibilities to promote learning, to make your voice heard, and to act for what you believe in on behalf of yourself and the society in which you live. To recognize that the privileges we enjoy of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and prosperous society position us well to meet social, environmental, and financial challenges that will affect others around the world much more seriously than they affect us. And so it is fitting that we celebrate this day of transition as you move to the next phase of your lives. And in celebrating you today, class of 2009, we also celebrate your faculty, the Faculty of Science. The study of science has a distinguished history at McGill, from the early courses in biological and physical sciences to the creation of the Faculty of Science in the 1970s. Under the creative and energetic leadership of Dean of Science, Professor Martin Grant, the faculty is enhancing McGill's mission and leading and creating new opportunities for undergraduate students and the Faculty of Science to participate in research activities. Under his leadership, we have seen a range of exciting new activities aimed at exposing people of all ages, both at McGill and in the broader community, to the joy of science. He has also initiated an entertaining Dean's blog, keeping the community informed about activities in his faculty. Class of 2009, we are very proud that you are today joining the more than 200,000 distinguished people around the world who make up McGill's Living Alumni, a roster that includes our Chancellor, our Chairman, and Dr. John Blatchford, who will shortly receive his third McGill degree. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. But for now, today, this is your day. Celebrate. Félicitations.
I now invite Professor Paul Lasko, Chair of the Department of Biology, to present Professor Ronald Chase to the Chair of the Board of Governors, Robert Rabinovich, for promotion to the rank of Professor Emeritus.
Thank you. Mr. Chair of the Board, I present to you Professor Ronald Chase, a member of the Department of Biology. Professor Chase has been a leading figure in the neurobiology of animal behavior. His work on terrestrial snails concerns taste and smell perception and sexual behavior, and it illuminated general organizational principles of the nervous system. His research has been the subject of over 50 media coverage events in the last 10 years alone, including interviews in high-profile publications, including the New York Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, Chronicle of Higher Education, The Globe and Mail, and New Scientist. And in 2003, an Australian film crew spent 3 days filming research in his lab for a television documentary. Professor Chase has served the university wonderfully as a teacher and a mentor as well. 18 graduate students have received their degrees from research conducted in Professor Chase's lab. He richly deserves promotion to the university's highest rank. Mr. Chair of the Board, I present to you Professor Ronald Chase, Professor Emeritus of Biology.
I now invite the Principal and Vice Chancellor to present John Blatchford, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
John Blatchford. We are privileged today to honor Dr. John Blatchford for his exceptional contributions to the scientific, business, and academic communities. Known for his integrity and modest dynamism, Dr. Blatchford's career-long pioneering leadership in the chemical industry has enhanced the chemical profession, improved health, safety, and social measures, and promoted environmental sustainability. Dr. John Blatchford received a Bachelor of Engineering degree from McGill in 1959 and a PhD in 1963. Since then, he has been an ambassador for chemistry and science and for his alma mater. Spanning more than four decades, Dr. Blatchford's distinguished career as president of H.L. Blatchford Limited, the custom manufacturing firm founded by his father, has exemplified visionary thinking and the value of an ethical approach to growing and sustaining business. Dr. Blatchford is also president of Blatchford Enterprises Incorporated in the United States, which, like its Canadian counterpart, is a highly successful, diversified company with a strong research culture. The Blatchford companies are engaged in the design, manufacture, and supply of industrial chemicals and noise control materials. A strong advocate of green chemistry, Dr. Blatchford is a champion of Responsible Care, a voluntary global initiative of the chemistry industry. Under this initiative, companies work together with their national associations to improve health, safety, and environmental performance of products and processes. An active member of the McGill community, Dr. Blatchford has a talent for recognizing and promoting innovation in teaching and research and the achievement of others. He has served on advisory boards for the Faculties of Science and Graduate Studies and the Chancellor's Committee. Dr. Blatchford's powerful commitment to a progressive academic community has contributed to the creation of two innovative positions of distinction at McGill, the Fessenden Professorship in Science Innovation and the Trenholm Chair in University Libraries. The inspiring Fessenden Professorship, named for Dr. Blatchford's great uncle, the innovator Reginald Fessenden, is designed to foster the commercialization of research by supporting world-class scholars in the Faculty of Science to develop the commercial viability of their ideas. The first of its type in North America, the professorship effectively helps to produce the Fessendens of the future. Dr. Blatchford is also one of the founders of the Trenholm Chair in University Libraries, the first of its kind in Canada. Honored with a Distinguished Institute of Canada Fellowship in 2007, Dr. Blatchford has also served as chair of the Society of Chemical Industry and has been a long-standing and active member of the Canadian Chemical Producers Association. Dr. Blatchford's visionary outlook, high standards, and strong ethic of care for future generations and for sustainable development extend to the Canadian landscape. This esteemed McGill alumnus is a passionate advocate for the preservation of Canada's boreal forest and our wild northern rivers. An avid outdoorsman and environmentalist, Dr. Blatchford has been paddling Canadian rivers since childhood and is a longtime supporter of the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society. Today, together with his wife Janet and his daughter Leith, we of the McGill community celebrate this man and his lifetime of extraordinary achievement and leadership. It is with immense pleasure that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon this man of distinction, Dr. John Blatchford, the University's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
It is perhaps typical of our honorary degree recipient that he is so modest that he does not wish to inflict himself upon you today by delivering what is traditionally known as the convocation address. This does not, however, mean that he is particularly merciful, since in his place, and as part of your ongoing preparation for life after university, I have been asked to say a few words on the occasion of your graduation from this faculty and university. That is to say that, not for the last time, you will have to deal with someone having only a nodding acquaintance with the many fields of science in which you are trained. The grim reality, however, is that there are far more of us than there are of you, and you will face a daunting challenge for the rest of your professional careers and lives, trying to explain whatever it is you mean in terms that will be intelligible to the uninitiated, all without compromising the scientific integrity of what you mean to say. That said, however opaquely from the outside and however clearly from your own perspectives, science must be a particularly exciting prospect for all of you, as every single day more and more possibilities are discovered and open up. As Max Gluckman has said, a science is any discipline in which the fool of this generation can go beyond the point reached by the genius of the last generation. Even as a lawyer, I am familiar with the words of one of the great scientists, Louis Pasteur, who noted that in the fields of observation, chance favors only the mind that is prepared. You have had a unique opportunity here at McGill to prepare your minds and to absorb the intellectual rigor that marks, in particular, the natural and physical sciences. I do not suggest that other branches of the sciences do not require similar qualities, but simply that yours are specially demanding. In the sciences, the stakes for success and for failure are equally great, and you must constantly cultivate your commitment to the highest standards of inquiry and conclusions. There are benchmarks and best practices which can be useful on occasion, but the real benchmark will be your personal standards of scientific rigor. Only you will know, at least initially, whether you have done the best you can, whether you have taken a shortcut that you know to be unreliable, ignored data that may tend to cast doubt on a theory or conclusion, over-extrapolated from the available data, or done or failed to do something which you would not be proud to stand behind in any forum, whether public or personal. Charles Sanders Peirce has observed that there is one thing even more vital to science than intelligent methods, and that is the sincere desire to find out the truth, whatever it may be. With those tools and standards incorporated into everything you do, there are no limits to your potential. I've always been struck by the remark made by Isaac Asimov that the most exciting phrase to hear in science, the one that heralds new discoveries, is not "Eureka," but "That's funny." As you know, Asimov did not mean that what he had noticed was hilarious, but that it was odd, out of the ordinary, unexpected, unexplained on the basis of what was known at the time. It ties in very well with Pasteur's comment, because only the prepared mind will allow that kind of leap to be made. That's funny. Imagination and knowledge both have special roles in the sciences. The great scientists have both and respect both. They know that knowledge is finite, almost always uncertain, and is and should be constantly subject to question. Of course, to question requires you to know what to question. To know is different from rote memorization. Stuffing facts into your brains is not enough. In fact, it will do no good whatsoever. Instead, you must be able to understand what the facts mean and how the conventional explanations of them were derived. That is the prepared mind of which Pasteur spoke. That is the mind that can observe, not merely see. That is the mind that will be able to say, "That's funny." From this platform, imagination can take flight. If what you've observed does not fit within the known science, then what does it mean? What possibilities does the observation open up? Where may it lead? How do you explore the new avenues with a disciplined scientific method? There are few disciplines in which the opportunities you will have as scientists are so dramatic and so capable of improving the human condition. Physics, biology, medicine, energy, communications. The possibilities are exhilarating, and the responsibilities for intellectual rigor particularly demanding. I am sure that you are equal to the challenge, and I hope that someday you too will have that defining moment when you say, "That's funny." Tradition also demands that convocation speakers leave the graduands with advice based upon experience, and far be it from me to depart from this tradition. Here are some snippets which have commended themselves to me over the years and which you may wish to consider. Some, no doubt, may already be familiar to you, such as, "There is no such thing as a failed experiment, only experiments with unexpected outcomes." "Beware the Murphy's Law of Research, which holds that enough research will tend to support your theory." "Experience is what you get when you don't get what you want." "Never forget that only dead fish swim with the stream." Which leads to, "Stay at the feet of the master too long, and even they will start to smell." "Don't let your brains go to your head." And finally, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. Now you are ready to receive your degrees, and we will proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees. I call upon the Provost, Dr. Anthony Mazzi, to commence the formal proceedings.
Mr. Chancellor, this morning I am pleased to invite the students graduating from the Faculty of Science for the conferral of their McGill University degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chairman of the Board. McGill University's traditions dictate that students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat, and then they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a degree keep their mortarboard on and are congratulated with a handshake. The parchment is given to students as they leave the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by the University Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on McGill's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor David Ragsdale to present the graduates and for Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to distribute the diplomas. Congratulations to the class of 2009. Thank you.
Faculty of Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Evelyn Archon Chinchilla. You walked too fast, sorry.
Professor Jacqueline Amidakis. Evelyn Alarcon Chinchilla. Great distinction, Nikki Amin. Rafael Arutunian, great distinction. Laith Musla Awamle. Christopher Gary Bates. Julia Belanger, great distinction. Ivarup Biswas. Stephen Robert Blasuti, great distinction. Ginny Keynes, distinction. Jessica Kaparushi, great distinction. Charles Christopher Capwit. Alicia Jacqueline Catrachia, great distinction. Chelsea Rachel Kavanaugh, honors in anatomy and cell biology. Frederick Ryan Charbonneau. Flory Ann Charles, great distinction, Dean's Honor List.
Good morning.
Sen Yin Rosemary Chu. Stephanie Kathleen Cull. Marina Judel D'Souza, distinction. Natalie Lisa Danliuk, great distinction. Isabel Tien Kim Dao. Anne Louise Darves Bornoz, great distinction. Nazia Darvesh, great distinction. Erica Jade David. Emily Catherine Dean, great distinction. Cortnell Alexander Delvecchio, distinction. Zahner Danijal Zafik, distinction. Daniel Eklub, first class honors in anatomy and cell biology. Leonid Esselson, great distinction. Ahmed Mahmoud Farid. Leona Kayla Finestone, great distinction. Alicia Marie Blue Forest, distinction. Andrew Stephen Fox, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. David Bradley Gruber, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Jordan Fisher Hamilton, great distinction. Julia Margaret Higgins, great distinction. Zaina Jamaluddin. Shiva Javeshgani, great distinction. Ginny Zhao. Robert J. Karanofsky, great distinction. Derek Kastner. Jasveer Kaur, great distinction. Aleem Karaj. Sanjadia Kondakar, distinction. Joshua Klein, great distinction. Michael Costers, great distinction. Alfred Kwong. Irene Lam, first class honors in anatomy and cell biology. Katerina LeMay, distinction. Erin Rachel Lewis. Vanessa Labashi. Melanie Kara Leiter, distinction. Stephanie Ann McIntosh. Kenneth Daniel Major. Valerie Marquis, great distinction. Marcia Catherine McMurdo. Khalil Fidel Mehdi. Akikul Rahman Mia, great distinction. Christopher William Mill. Gabrielle Miller, great distinction. Andrea Mimi, first class honors in anatomy and cell biology. Rita Modi, great distinction. Barakat Amnufu Momo, distinction. Sarah Michael Moore, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Jennifer Morrow Moskowitz, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Patricia Faith Muddiman. Lydia Michelchuk. Tiffany Nazareth, great distinction. William Thomas Noyles. Pamela Joan Ogang. Makarins Ojiaku, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Saloni Hiten Patel, distinction. Sabrina Angela Perone. Leah Pierre Ruddock. Jess Rakiko. Alexandra Howell Roberts, great distinction. Rebecca Jane Ronsley, great distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Adrian Margaret Roos, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Shirley Salomon. Lisa Santry. Noir Bahai Sharara. Olga Skora Bogata, great distinction. Hee Young Song. Sammy Sreese, distinction. Agathe Key Marie Streif, distinction. Nellie Yonit Suisa. Sabrina Sundergi, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Mary Sweeney.
Good morning.
Are you? Zara Tahir. Yan Ping T. Sarah Judith Jean Toys, great distinction. Eve Viancourt, great distinction. Shelley Mila Weisberg. Lydia Vizina, great distinction. Alex Giesel Mathieu, great distinction. Kathy Weeks Plant. Nicole Andra Wilson, distinction. Howard Yoon, distinction. Melissa Yu, great distinction. Anne Stephanie Zakari, distinction. Nora Beth Zwingerman, distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry, Arif Ali Awan, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Victoria Baudin. Chanel Belanger, distinction. Josette Bitanga. Safia Shatur, Honors in Biochemistry, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Cindy Hsu. George Chantalos. Joel Elise Marie Desjardins. Alexander Dunlop Briere. Adrian John Ebsery, Distinction Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Hand El Alabi. Mark Fokouri, Great Distinction. Carl John Fisher, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Adam Michael Fontabasso, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Major Hiram Mills Medal, Society of Chemical Industry Merit Award, and Dean's Honors List. Irina Glazkova, Great Distinction. Li Jing Guo, Great Distinction. Stephanie Nicole Harris, Distinction. Senefer Ho Ting Hui, Great Distinction. Jimmy Nguyen. Sharir Masharif Khan. Mark Calvin Kostov. Shui Yi Aland Kwan. Jessica LaPlante. Ting Feng Liang. Byron Xing Han Lo. Ki Ching Lu. Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Michelle Hilda Look, Great Distinction. Sasha Lula. Noah Mahdi Haider. Roger Makram. Gianluca Joseph McClellan, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Sadiq Mehdi Ismail Saleh, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Yushaku Mishima. Zishan Mujtaba, Distinction. Michelle Nadler, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Long Viet Nguyen, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Chelsea Nimmo, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Tamara Uspenskaya, Great Distinction, Dean's Honor List. France Helene Paradis, Great Distinction. Nahid Punjani, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Dean's Honor List. Ariane Racine, Great Distinction. Philippe Robitaille Fauché, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Solomon Schenker, great distinction. Hannah Shadia Sulman. Thomas Sullivan, first class honors in biochemistry. Pearl Lok Hae Sun. Sabreya Arifa Saeed. Shirley Tam, first class honors in biochemistry. Natalia Tansky. Jane Ji-Ying Wang, honors in biochemistry. Susan Westfall, great distinction, Dean's honor list. Lucy Danielle Williams. Shuo Xing, first class honors in biochemistry, Dean's honor list. Yu Yao, great distinction, Dean's honor list. Rania Yusefi. Serge Zaretsky. Tianwei Zhao. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology, Abirami Balakrishnan. Tara Zainab Baris. Sabrina Baudouin. Gloria Alexandra Booth Morrison. Heather Bouchard, great distinction. Jonathan Thomas Bouchard. Susan Elizabeth Bragg, great distinction, Muriel Roscoe Prize in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Zoe Natasha Brown, distinction. Yan Wang Chao, great distinction. Khalil Tukar, great distinction. Seth Layton Klahosi. Gregory Michael Cohen. Natalie Michelle Coyle, first class honors in biology. Hannah Rachel Demby, distinction. Elizabeth Druin, great distinction. Sean Duffy, great distinction. Judy Dumont, great distinction. Oliver Sean Dutzak, great distinction. Shelley Duval, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Matthew John Feely, great distinction. Rebecca Tamar Fernando, great distinction. Bronwyn Alexandria Forward, great distinction. Kelly Gallagher. Sana Ghani, distinction. Kyoko Gatanda, first class honors in biology, Penn Halau Prize in biology. Magali Gregoire. Manon Lucy Geierman, great distinction. Joshua Ryan Gerberg, great distinction, Phantom Memorial Prize in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Laura Ann Luis Habib, First Class Honors in Biology. Adia Hassan. Ahmed Hossein. Dragon Ivisic, distinction. Devin Luke Johnstone, first class honors in biology. Emily Francesca Kane, distinction. Jocene Umatoni Karangwa. Rebecca Diane Katz Melamed. Rebecca Kaufer, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Ji Young Kim, distinction. Rachel Marie Allen Kyle, first class honors in biology. Daphne Lalonde, great distinction. Liane Levasseur, great distinction. Samantha Shan Mann, great distinction. Jesse Micheluk. Sandrine Mutoni, distinction. Saki Nakamuru, first class honors in biology. Christina Lynn Norris, distinction. Leslie Ann Norris. Stephanie Scognamiglio. Alexander Daniel Shapton, great distinction. Mandy Michelle Silverman, great distinction. Shruti Sial. Roxanne Michelle Tripp. Catherine Velg, first class honors in biology, Frank Rigler Prize in Ecology, Dean's Honor List. Nicholas Leopold Wellinger. Jonathan Andrew Werbit, great distinction. Christopher Allen Wong, great distinction. Ekaterina Nikolovna Yakushina. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology and Chemistry for teachers, Natalie Marie Kudrasov, distinction, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Andrea Maurice Dillon, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. David Moreau, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology and Mathematics, David Mamane, great distinction. Anne Hathaway Sexton. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Cancer and Cell Biology, Spencer Ng. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Immunology, Faris Al Halabi, First Class Honors in Immunology. George Christodoulou, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Mita Duda, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Carrie Scott Gallagher, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Garud Pasca Iyengar, First Class Honors in Immunology. James Kyle Jewer, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Cynthia Kanagaratham, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Immunology. Emily Irene McDonough, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Nguyen Huy Hoang Pham, First Class Honors in Immunology. Benjamin Talon, First Class Honors in Immunology. Anthony Kai Hai Tang, First Class Honors in Immunology. Nida Javed Usmani, First Class Honors in Immunology. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Heather Algren. Osman Ahmed, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Ji Hyun An, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Jennifer Jean Allen, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Claudette Georgia Aloysius, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Nikki Amirlatifi, distinction. Archun Arya Raja. Gabrielle Barrett. Juliana Blahi, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Michael Borkas, first-class honors in microbiology and immunology. Stephanie Brienne, great distinction. Emma Jane Brooks, distinction. Stephanie Bussière Marmen. Paolo Valentino Campoli. Sean Pierre Champigny. Wilfred Cheng, great distinction. Amberine Chunara, great distinction. Michael Yi Man Chung, distinction. Sarah Marie Cohen Fournier, distinction. Christopher David Connolly, great distinction. Samuel Donato, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Jean-Sebastien Doucette, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Alexander Thomas Dufour, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Jeremy DuPaul Chiquan, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Bryce Durafort, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Anil Kumar Eranki, Great Distinction. Megan Marie Ava, Distinction. Audrey Filion, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Solani Gendron. Tanya Giannone, Great Distinction, Dean's Honor List. Akira William Gillingham, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Cedric Godbout Simard, Great Distinction. Aza El Migdad Hamid Al Rashid, Great Distinction. Yoon Ku Han. Martin Janos. Jan Cornelis Crete, Great Distinction. Wen Ta Michael Kwan, Distinction. Lisa Kuta, Distinction. Jean-Daniel Michel Lalonde, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Marc-André Lecoyer. David Thieu V. Liu. Raya Mabuba, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Anastasios Maniakas, Great Distinction, Academy of Athens Prize. Jennifer Martin, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Laura Isabel McCall, E.G.D. Murray Prize in Microbiology, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Major Hiram Mills Medal, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Simeon Michel, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Brett Mullen, Great Distinction. Xing Quan Nguyen, Great Distinction. Amos Otieno Odero. Stefan George Paquette, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Diane Pearsall, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Alexander David Radian, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Pedro Carmona Ramos. David Salvatore Riquella, Great Distinction, Sarah Rosenfeld Prize in Yiddish, Dean's Honor List. Su Yun Seo, Distinction. Kota Tala, Distinction. Catherine Tamaro Duchesno, Distinction. Sabrina Torre, Distinction. Adrian Attila Turkin. Charles Vio, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Kishanda Vibo, Distinction. Xuan Wang. Chun Yen Ernest Wong, Great Distinction. Wing Yung Wong, Great Distinction. Xiao Sheng Wong, Great Distinction. Bing Yang Chang, Great Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Neuroscience, Bharavi Sita Balram, Distinction. Gabrielle Beguin, Distinction. Howard Samuel Brent. Nicholas Joel Christoffi. Luis Constantin Delanoy, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Allison Marjorie Digby. Melanie Gupta, Great Distinction, Dean's Honor List. Jahan Bahadur Ali Jaduji. Joseph Y. Kung Kam, great distinction. Jessica Kyung Ah Lee. Anki Anna Lee. Kathleen Teresa Maloney, great distinction. Erica Rotman. Christopher Kenneth Salmon, great distinction. Tyler Francis William Sloan. Kyle Ann Towsley, great distinction. Shu Wei Wang, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Pharmacology, Hayat Ahmed Hashim. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology, Mark Philip Abrams, great distinction. Justin Jeffrey Ang. Kyla Elizabeth Antonucci, distinction. Jonathan Asayag. Nicholas Andrew Advimaritz, great distinction. Adiba Ishita Azad, first class honors in physiology. Corey Samuel Bamel, great distinction. Daniel Terrence Beamish. Daniel Brian Blum, great distinction, Dr. Kathleen Tarreau Prize in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Ji Jin Chai, great distinction. Monica Chan, distinction. Anna Chavlovsky, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Bai Ki Peggy Chen, distinction. Jaran Chu Woon Cho. Christina Arsalt Clemenson. Benoit Claire Renault, great distinction. Melissa Codina Lucia. Tamara Lee Daniel, distinction. Suma Rani Das. Alex Morgan Dudley, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Physiology. Iona Dumitru. Giordano Egiziano, First Class Honors in Physiology. Jess Eisenberg, great distinction. Azeldin El Hayek. Natasha Fernando, second major international development. Nina Louise Foote, distinction. Maria Vanessa Grivas. Caitlin Grant Harris. Khalid Ibrahim Hassan, first class honors in physiology. Ava Mulinda Hitchfeld. Tai Dan Ho, distinction. Kira Jill Hodkinson, great distinction. Jasmine Victoria Kastner, distinction. Inderpreet Kella. Dimitar Vladimirov Kostanodov. Hussam Katrach, distinction. Sarah Louise Lalonde, great distinction. Joyce Naga Hay Lam, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Benjamin Charles Lan. Sango Lee. Tai Hoon Lee, first class honors in physiology. Christina Marie Longo, distinction. Ryan Adele Luther, first class honors in physiology. Jennifer Elizabeth Matashaitis, distinction. Shrey Mather. Alexander John Mazur. Matthew Paris Jones McIntosh, distinction. Anne Laure Jean Morin. Mary Catherine Norcia. Christina Kian Payne. Stephanie Dawn Petroff, great distinction. David Philip Pinckney. William Roman, great distinction. Ira Roshan Afshar, great distinction. Samantha Sachs, great distinction. Elma Saraganian, great distinction. Evan Tyler Snow, great distinction. Julia Catherine Sorbara, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. John Michael Tabaka, distinction. Narissa Pei Hon Tai, great distinction. Paul Tsoukas. Ahmet Kagate Turkdogan, distinction. Roger Francisco Valdeveso Odanova, great distinction. Vincenzina Varakali. Shudan Wang, great distinction, Dean's Honor List. Catherine Wills, Dr. Kathleen Thoreau Prize in Physiology, First Class Honors in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology and Mathematics, James Kernan Gabriels, great distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology and Physics, Jordana Aaron Rems.
The graduating students, please rise. This is where you learn the importance of timing. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree that has been conferred upon you today by this university, with all of the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibilities appurtenant thereto. Congratulations. Now, if everybody will rise, the Secretary General of the University, Joanne Pelche, will pronounce the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all its graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. We come from and return to many lands. In humility and hope, may we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom. And may you be blessed all of your days. Thank you.
Thank you.